Good morning. So, as many of you know from classes that I've taught, I am not good at PowerPoints. I am terrible at them. And, a lot of times they end up pretty generic with a few notes here and there, and many times the notes don't match what we talk about. So, we're going to be real simple with this. We're going to have one slide. This one. All right. What is your life? And I'm going to have you guys follow with me in your Bibles. Okay? So, what is your life? What is our lives? Daniel read to us James chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. Verse 15 says, continues on saying, you should instead, so we're in James chapter 4, verse 15. You should instead say that if the Lord wills, we will do this or that. And you know, that's a saying that I've said many times as a child, that, you know, if the Lord wills, I would, you know, do something, or I would usually come right at the end of making some kind of plan, and then, you know, it was almost like a catch, like, oh, wait, but, you know, if the Lord wills. And I realize as I'm getting older, as I have dealt with my own trials, as I recognize new situations, that initial meaning, the thought that I had in those words, I was pretty oblivious to. And they've taken on a meaning that is very dear. It's not that it's whatever's meant to be is meant to be if God puts it in my path, but rather, what is the Lord's will for me in this moment? What is His desire for me to do right now? So, what is your life? Once again, it is but a vapor. And whether or not you believe it or not, it's going to be spent. Your time here on earth will be like a gaseous substance that evaporates into the atmosphere. It'll be added to the libraries of the hours and the minutes that make up history books. Have you ever been given a gift card that you kept, you know, in your wallet, or you maybe put it somewhere in a console or something like that, and over time you decided, oh man, I think I have a gift card for that. I do that all the time. And I have lots of gift cards that can never be used because they expired. But every now and then, you know, you get a gift card that doesn't have an expiration date, and it has like a monetary range, $5 to $500 or something crazy like that, you know, they're gift cards. And usually when you gift a gift card to somebody, what do you do on the back of the gift card? You write how much you put on the gift card, right? All right, well, after a gift card's been in my wallet or in a console or something, many times the number is gone, right? Sharpie's not supposed to erase, but after being in my wallet, it decides to be erasable for some reason. So I'll end up, because you guys know me, I'll end up at Bass Pro Shop thinking to myself, I've got a gift card for that. We'll look through my wallet and say, oh, there it is right there. And then I'll be dealing with not knowing how much I actually have on this gift card, if I've used it at all, if it's brand new. Even if it's brand new, was it a $5 gift card? Was it $50? Like, having no idea. So I have a, you know, debit card as a backup and just use whatever's on the card. Well, I use this illustration because our life is a lot like that. When it talks about life being a vapor, it is a mist. It's not just that it's not just that our life is short, but we have no idea how short it is. And when you look back on all the events that have happened in the past, whether we're talking the historicity in the text, or the history that's in our newer history books that are coming out that don't necessarily cover, they're not specific to New Testament, right history. We see that these huge events that shaped the way that our world is, they happen in a matter of, 50 years. Some events happen in only a couple of years, 2-3 years. But the lives of the men and women who have given to us, to our society, they're gone. They're in the past. Their life was here and has gone away. Whether that person lived to, didn't live to see 30, like Alexander the Great, or they lived to be an extremely old man like Methuselah, in the end, they're gone. The writer of Ecclesiastes, he writes down in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 11, Go ahead and flip to Ecclesiastes chapter 2. He states, this is after him saying that I've done all these things. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had done, and on the labor in which I had toiled. And indeed all was vanity and grasping for the wind. There was no profit under the sun. And this is a truth about, at the end, all of us die. And how he continues on to talk about how the wise person, the fool, they both have the same end. There is a great equalizer. If we're going to go over a few chapters to chapter 12, verse 1, we can go ahead and read verses 1. verse 1. He says, remember now your creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come, and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. So after realizing that there's no profit under the sun, there is a need to remember someone, to remember our creator. He says later on at the end, or not at the end, but in verse 6, he says, remember your creator, in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, remember your creator before the silver cord is loosed, the golden bowl is broken, the pitcher